USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
American Airlines canceled another 634 flights on Sunday, more than 12% of its total operations for the day. The airline has now canceled more than 1,500 flights since Friday as it deals with weather issues and staffing shortages that started last week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has COVID-19. In a statement on Sunday, Psaki says she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president has since tested negative. Southwest Airlines said Sunday it's conducting an internal investigation after one of its pilots used the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," during the pilot's greeting to passengers last week. The phrase took off after an October 2nd incident at a NASCAR race in Alabama won by Brandon Brown. The NBC sports reporter suggested they were shouting, "Let's go, Brandon," when in reality they were making a political statement against President Biden's policies. USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
As the Virginia governor's race comes to a vote Tuesday, the Democrat candidate has been bringing out all the big guns, including President Obama and Biden. Shortly after Biden's speech, the Republican candidate jumped ahead of the Democrat in the polls. Americans continue to send President Biden poor grades on his actions.
Not only has President Joe Biden's approval rating fallen just to 42%, but 71% of Americans, even half of Democrats, say the country is headed in the wrong direction. That's according to the latest NBC News poll. The 42% approval is a 7-point drop since August, when Biden's military was completing its deadly and heavily criticized unconditional withdrawal from Afghanistan. Approval of Biden's handling of the economy has also dropped 7 points since August, as just 40% of Americans approve on that issue now. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Come on, let's start this Monday. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic. Fauci went on and talked about how vaccines we always give them to children, and we do. Measles, mumps, rubella is by all means, but the reason we do that is they are childhood diseases. COVID-19 is not a childhood disease. It can affect children, but the really devastating effects are so rare in these children. And as Dr. Rubin on the panel said, and this is, in my opinion, the most unconscionable, horrific statement ever made by anybody in medicine. He said, we're going to, and quote, we're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start to give it.
The CDC will now need to approve the vaccine for kids before jabs in the arms begin. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.